So I knew it kind of wanted to be like a chill R&B kind of vibey thing, but Ryan, who made the track, he I don't even know, like he's a they're both wizards. I don't know how they do what they do, but he made it like this ethereal, very floaty, like galaxy outer space driving through Malibu at night type vibe, which is like again beyond what I could have ever imagined.
Some time, cause this ain't right. I've been thinking to myself, yeah, gotta get our love this off the shelf, cause it's late at night and we're starting to fight. We keep on going at it till the end of the night, keep on going at it till the morning light. And we're right, cause it's 4 a.m. I feel like it's too late to be doing this and we're
You are listening to Fade. I am your host, Robert John Boyle. This is 4 a.m. by Allegra Miles, The Process.
Hey, I'm Allegra Miles. So I wrote 4 a.m. back in March of this year, early March. It was one of those songs where I was kind of working between two songs, which happens a lot when I'm writing. I kind of get musical ADD and switch between like three different songs I'm writing, and sometimes they kind of combine, but with 4 a.m., one of the songs I was working on at the time, it had like the chords and the melody and the kind of vibe of 4 a.m. And the other one was more lyrically what 4 a.m. is now. And so I was like, I don't know, should I create two different songs or try to steer them in different directions, or can I just combine them and make one song? So that's what I ended up doing, and it became 4 a.m. And so writing wise, it's a lot of songs that I write are about like personal experiences, things I've been through or whatever. But this is not about me. It's about some people I know actually that were dating, and or the guy actually, he cheated. He was away and he cheated on the girl. And so 4 a.m. lyrically is kind of what I imagine their talk would be when he came back and she found out, she saw the text messages, and this is kind of what ensued. And, you know, emotionally, it's a combination. Whenever couples are fighting, it's kind of a combination of anger and stress and sadness, confusion, and you're torn. But it's also so much love, because you don't want to be fighting. You still love this person, you know. You want to stop fighting and figure out what you can do to stop it as soon as possible. But it's hard. So in this song, it's kind of, they've been talking, they've been fighting, arguing, trying to work things out for hours, for like 5 hours. And now it got to the point, it's 4 a.m. Like, they've been up all night, you know. She's like, I really don't want to be awake, you know, I just want to go to sleep. We don't have to do this. We can do it again tomorrow. But she's kind of at a breaking point in this song. So that's kind of lyrically what it's about. So I recorded it in the end of March when I went out to LA. And so I got to amazing chance to work with the incredible Alex Moore and Ryan Vettel, who are the producers on the song. So, you know, when you go into the studio, like, you usually have a vision. I had a vision for it, but I didn't know exactly how I was going to carry that out. But working with them brought it to dimensions I never thought would be possible for it, which is literally a dream come true. And so I knew it kind of wanted to be like a chill R&B kind of vibey thing, but Ryan, who made the track, he I don't even know, like, he's a they're both wizards. I don't know how they do what they do, but he made it like this ethereal, very floaty, like galaxy outer space driving through Malibu at night type vibe, which is like again beyond what I could have ever imagined. And it was everything to me when I heard what they did with it. And so musically it's built off, I play acoustic guitar, you can hear it especially at the beginning, but it's on it for the whole song, but kind of quiet. But he added like all different layers, all different types of things, and beats, and it's just perfect. He also has violin on it, and which is crazy. And it just, I never would have thought that for the song, but he was like, this should have some violin, so he played that. And it also has, starting in the second chorus, it has some, a little bit of his vocal, which you hear in the song. But my favorite part of the song is actually at the very, very end of it. It's just violin, which Ryan's doing, and it breaks down, and it's, like, peaceful for a second, and it's just such a vibe, and I love that. So, like, when I first heard the comped version of the song, when I first heard it kind of all come together, I just freaked, because it was the first time anything I ever went into the studio with, you know, that I wrote, it was me. Like, it was everything I wanted to say and so much more, and they brought it to new dimensions. And it's also the first song I've ever released that I'm just 100% proud of, and just so grateful I got to work with them. And they literally made my dream come true, working with them. So yeah, they're incredible. But if you are interested to hear more from me, I'm going to be releasing some more music pretty soon. You can follow me on Spotify, Instagram, Facebook, my website, allegramiles.com, if you're interested. Thank you so much.
I think it's time we get ourselves in line. Maybe take some time, cause this ain't right. I've been thinking to myself, yeah, gotta get our love this off the shelf, cause it's late at night and we're starting to fight. We keep on going at it till the end of the night. Keep on going at it till the morning light. Yeah, I'm alright. Cause it's 4 a.m. I feel like it's too late to be doing this, and we're losing our minds. 4 a.m. Maybe I'm going insane, or maybe it's trying to figure out how to talk to each other. Can't replace you for any other, but I don't know how to talk to you, cause everything you do is driving me insane. Can't get it out of my brain, but you keep on playing these games. At 4 a.m. I feel like it's too late to be doing this, and we're losing our minds. 4 a.m. Maybe I'm going insane, or maybe it's just the time. Talk to me, baby, can't you see? Talk to me so we can both be free.
What resonated most for me in Allegra's voice message was when she talked about what Alex and Ryan, the producers of this track, brought to the table, how they were able to take her vision and really just add a whole other dimension to it that just made it so much better than she even could have imagined, and made her so proud to be able to release the track. you know, a little bit about me. So we're thinking like 6 months ago, I was the artistic director of my college dance team, and we were putting together our spring showcase. And I just, all of the ideas I had for the show, like none of it could have come together if it weren't for Zaina, who was our communications director, who did all of the lighting, if it wasn't for so many of the people who contributed choreography, if it wasn't for the president and the vice president, Rebecca and Maddie, for putting together the logistics for the whole event. You know, I had a vision for what I wanted it to look like, but putting those pieces together and really taking it to that next dimension, like it really just requires teamwork and people who believe in what you believe in and want to see it be as good as it can be right there along with you. If you'd like to hear more from Allegra, you can follow her on Spotify, Allegra Miles, and follow her on Instagram at Allegra Miles. All the links will be showcased in the description for this episode. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.